你们必须努力寻找自己的声音。
You must strive to find your own voice.
The Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger. Old Phoebe said something then, but I couldn't hear her. She had the side of her mouth right smack on the pillow, and I couldn't hear her. What, I said? Take your mouth away. I can't hear you with your mouth that way. You don't like anything that's happening. It made me even more depressed when she said that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Sure, I do. Don't say that. Why the hell do you say that? Because you don't. You don't like any schools. You don't like a million things. You don't. I do. That's where you're wrong. That's exactly where you're wrong. Why the hell do you have to say that? I said. Boy, was she depressing me. Because you don't, she said. Name one thing. One thing? One thing I like, I said. Okay. The trouble was, I couldn't concentrate too hot. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. One thing I like a lot, you mean? I asked her. She didn't answer me, though. She was in a cockeyed position way the hell over the other side of the bed. She was about 1,000 miles away. Come on, answer me, I said. One thing I like a lot or one thing I just like? You like a lot. Anyway, I like it now, I said. I mean, right now. Sitting here with you and just chewing the fat and horsing, that isn't anything, really. It is so something, really. Certainly it is. Why the hell isn't it? People never think anything is anything, really. I'm getting goddamn sick of it. Stop swearing. All right, name something else. Name something you'd like to be. Like a scientist or a lawyer or something. I couldn't be a scientist. I'm no good in science. Well, a lawyer, like Daddy and all. Lawyers are all right, I guess. But it doesn't appeal to me, I said. I mean, they're all right if they go around saving innocent guys' lives all the time, and like that. But you don't do that kind of stuff if you're a lawyer. All you do is make a lot of dough and play golf and play bridge and buy cars and drink martinis and look like a hotshot. And besides, even if you did go around saving guys' lives and all, how would you know if you did it because you really wanted to save guys' lives or because you did it because what you really wanted to do was be a terrific lawyer? With everybody slapping you on the back and congratulating you in court when the goddamn trial was over, the reporters and everybody, the way it is in the dirty movies. How would you know you weren't being a phony? The trouble is, you wouldn't. I'm not too sure old Phoebe knew what the hell I was talking about. I mean, she's only a little child and all, but she wasn't listening at least. If somebody at least listens, it's not too bad. Daddy's going to kill you. He's going to kill you, she said. I wasn't listening, though. I was thinking about something else, something crazy. You know what I'd like to be, I said. You know what I'd like to be? I mean, if I had my goddamn choice. What? Stop swearing. You know that song, If a Body Catch a Body Coming Through the Rye? It is, If a Body Meet a Body Coming Through the Rye, old Phoebe said. It's a poem by Robert Burns. I know it's a poem by Robert Burns. She was right, though. It is, If a Body Meet a Body Coming Through the Rye. I didn't know it then, though. I thought it was, If a Body Catch a Body, I said. Anyway, I keep picturing all these little kids playing some game in this big field of rye and all. Thousands of little kids, and nobody's around. Nobody big, I mean, except me, and I'm standing on the edge of some crazy cliff. What I have to do, I have to catch everybody if they start going over the cliff. I mean, if they're running and they don't look where they're going, I have to come out from somewhere and catch them. That's all I do all day. I just be the catcher in the rye and all. I know it's crazy, but that's the only thing I'd really like to be. I know it's crazy. Old Phoebe didn't say anything for a long time. Then, when she said something, all she said was, Daddy's going to kill you.